when we started out serving God as young Christians, you know, we didn't know what all God could do. Someone come along and written a song to that effect, and the song talks about, you know, when we first began with Him, we did not know what He was able to do. We didn't know, we hadn't experienced it. And as a young Christian, I read a verse, and the verse said, "Within your patience possess ye your souls." And, you know, it didn't register that much with me as a young Christian. I thought, well, you know, this is like all the Word of God. It's food, and I'm sure there's a value to it that need to go into my spirit and my understanding. But now that I've served Him, see, I got saved in May the 14th, 1959. And now that I've served Him these years, now that I've walked with Him, now I've found that He's a just God. And as the song that's been penned and sang by several different groups, and the song says, "He won't do me nothing but good." Amen. I want you to know today, God will not do you nothing but good. Amen. Even when it appears like, amen, that you're going through something that's, you know, that's hard, and it's a trial or a battle, God has covered every bit of it in His Word. And if we'll go to the understanding of the Word, we can find out, amen, that God, you know, God not, is not putting us through this because He's mad at us. Amen. God's not putting us through this because He wants to get even with us for something. Amen. You got to know He's God. Amen. He has the power to do what He wants within the bounds of His Word. Amen. But He's not doing it for that purpose. Amen. And we want to take a look at several scriptures that points to that here today. But that verse, you know, "Within your patience possess ye your souls." Amen. "I found the things of God." And I guess I quote what my son said several years ago. He said this as a little boy. He said, "You know, Daddy, I found that God is the kind of God that, you know, He might hold you out to the last minute, but He won't ever let you down." Amen. And I have to say, my son William, he had a good thought there. Amen. Because a lot of time it does seem like that God, it seems like it maybe it holds you out to the last minute. Well, see, this is the working of faith. Amen. This is where faith comes in. This is where taking the understanding of God's Word, and God said, "I'm going to supply all your needs by His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God said, "Cast all your cares upon Me, for I careth for you." Amen. So with the understanding of all these things, amen, that God has given to us, He said, "I wish above all things you be in health and prosper such as your soul prospers." Amen. So in the understanding of these things, we find the meat of the message. Amen. Bottom line, that God's Word will not come back void, but it will accomplish what He sends it therefore to do.